the stairs, if you actually look across the lake, you see a whole bunch of red blinking lights. They're even better from the top of the tower. Those are the 75 wind turbines in Port Dover, Canada, on the beach.
Oh.
And they're taller than the horizon because the horizon's 17 miles here, but Canada's 26. But they're taller than the horizon, which is why we can see the lights from here. But those are the wind turbines in Port Dover, Canada, over there. All right, we are going into the kitchen.
So I originally just thought this was a glare, but upon further inspection, I think we got an orb right here. Its flight path is really odd, and if it was a glare, I feel like it wouldn't have flown the way it does. So we got inside and we started off our tour in the kitchen, but I want you to pay attention to my video feed here, and you'll see this weird pulsing it does. It's interesting to note that I haven't seen the camera do this too often, so I'm not sure what was causing it, if it was the energy around us, but definitely keep an eye out for it whenever we're walking and touring the house.
All over the place.
You were all over the place?
Well,
yeah, you were
class reunion.
You were a class reunion, so that's a whole different story because we have different people in different places.
As someone who loves history, it was fascinating being able to see everything that was in the lighthouse and how everything was used. For example, these dishes here coming up, these were actually owned by the lighthouse keeper and his family, and they were donated back from the granddaughter or great-granddaughter. So it's really cool just to see how many antiques they went out and bought versus how many are actually original to the house.
A lot of talking. I did a tour today. It was a Gilligan tour. It took 3 hours.
3-hour tour.
There you go. Some of the young people said, "Who's Gilligan?" Okay. Those of us of a certain age know who Gilligan is, you know. And it's not just...
Oh, yeah, those are creepy. We're then taken into the dining room, and I want you to listen to the little story he talks about here about rolling balls, because it comes in handy later.
Okay, you can come on in and move in farther. It's okay, you know. The creepy doll won't hurt you. All right. The littler one is 50. The bigger one is 100.
Oh.
And because she's 100, she's allowed to have cataracts. Because when you look at her eyes, they're all glossed over. Well, when you're older, what happens? Your eyes gloss over and you have cataracts. We just haven't had the doctor remove them. So we do have our, you know, our dolls here. And these are the balls that Caleb was playing with. Okay? That, let me just keep them here so that they have them. And these are her coffee filters that she wrote yes, no, maybe, and I don't know on.
Awesome.
So we just keep them here, and sometimes, you know, people want to roll the ball and see if they actually do work. The only thing is you have to move the carpet in order to roll the ball. But we do keep them here so people can try that, see if they will respond. We do have our sewing machine over here because you did have to sew all your own clothes and everything. It's a foot pedal sewing machine. Chandelier was kerosene converted to electric. And of course...
Again, it's absolutely fascinating to see all of the antiques and original parts that are inside the lighthouse, even the creepy dolls. It's very cool to see so many antiques in such great shape, and kudos to everyone who volunteers at the lighthouse in Dunkirk to keep everything looking so pristine. And I know a lot of the antiques they have aren't original to the lighthouse, but they went through painstaking measures to make sure everything would have at least been set up how it was back in the day. And then after we were done in the dining room here, we were finally taken over to the living room, which also housed the lightkeeper's bedroom.
Late 1800s. The Victorian age, everything had to be fancy, the house was built in the Victorian age. So it was all about appearances and how fancy things were. So,
sure.
You know, they made things functional, but beautiful. So behind the living room is the lighthouse keeper's bedroom, and it's very small.
In the living room here, something interesting happened, but also there was a feeling of being overly crowded and not just the people we were with. You'll see I ask Sean about this later on when I see his neck was twitching a lot.
And living room, of course, where they entertained, we have a marble fireplace. And we have pictures of Mr. Arnold in the bedroom, the one on the wall. That's when he was the assistant lighthouse keeper. And then we have these pictures right here of Mr. Arnold. This is when he was the lighthouse keeper and when Mr. Arnold retired. And that's what the property looked like when they lived here. Okay. This painting was painted for the Arnolds in the 1930s by a man who lived across. We'll see if it works. I don't know if it will or not. So can't you see him dancing around the room? They could play the piano, they could sing. Sounds pretty good, really. And it didn't take electricity. Or batteries. So, anyway, that's our Victrola. Now, on the fireplace there is a clock.
I loved the living room because it had pictures of the actual lighthouse keepers and their families. So it was really awesome being able to look through history and the time at the lighthouse by seeing the different pictures taken throughout its history of the keepers, their families, and even the lighthouses themselves.
Who came in this room and she pointed to this picture and said, "Mommy, that man's standing down the hall." And of course, children are much more receptive than adults are. Mm-hmm. And of course, lighthouse keeping was a lifestyle. I mean, once you did it, it wasn't something that you just stopped. So of course, after they died, they just still wanted to make sure the light was working. So why wouldn't they come back? All right, this is John McDonough. John McDonough was the assistant lighthouse keeper to Peter Dempsey. When Peter Dempsey retired, he became the lighthouse keeper. He was the lighthouse keeper when Mr. Arnold was the assistant lighthouse keeper. And when he retired, Mr. Arnold took over for him as lighthouse keeper. This is Mr. Arnold on the pier light, because not only do we have our lighthouse here for navigating up and down the lake, but we have a second light that gets you safely in and out of the Dunkirk Harbor, because there is only one deep water channel. And they had to have a light out there that said, "Hey, this is where the deep water is. Don't go anywhere else or you're going to run aground." So it's at the end of the power plant. Where the power plant is was a swamp. So if the boats turned in too quickly, they would run aground because it was too shallow there. So they had the light way out there. So the assistant lighthouse keeper had to walk 2/3 of a mile down the side of the property, down the beach, over a walkway over the top of the swamp to get to that lighthouse and then back. The lighthouse keeper, all he had to do was climb out of bed, walk down the hall, go up to the top of the tower, come back down the tower stairs, down the hall, and go back into the bed. You know, this poor guy didn't have, you know. So when he was the assistant, you know, he had, it's all seniority, you know. When you're the low man on the totem pole, you do what you have to do until you can get into the better job. And then after Mr. Gannon was, after Mr. Arnold was Mr. Gannon, this is the guy that had the red table. Okay.
He was here from. Is that any connection to Gannon University?
No, I don't believe so. He was Coast Guard serviceman, so I'm not sure where he came from. His granddaughter.
And here is the really weird thing I was talking about earlier. So on the curtain behind Sean at the back of the room there, you can see a very light, almost transparent orb go straight down the curtain here. Right there. And like I said, it goes fast and it's very faint, so we'll go in super slow-mo here. I have no idea what this was, but this orb just appeared out of nowhere very faintly and goes straight down there.
Out other side of Cleveland somewhere, so I'm sure that's, you know, where they went afterwards. And as you're going up, notice the newel post at the bottom of the stairs, because that's my favorite piece in the whole house.
Upstairs is their military museum, so I was very excited to get up there, feel the energy up there, and see if we experienced anything, and also just to take a look at the uniforms and memorabilia and artifacts that they had.
So you can wander through the four rooms and look at them as you go along. They're all labeled as to what they are. It's not a very big closet. You probably couldn't put your shoes in a closet that small. One of our board members was in Desert Storm, and the drawings that you see on the wall right there, those are his personal collection. A friend of his made those for him. But in this closet right here, we do have some German helmets, some French helmets, some American helmets. The two German helmets on this shelf, this one has a bullet hole in it.
I want it.
There is a World War I machine gun in this room on the floor. It is called a potato masher or a waltzing Matilda. Because when you were shooting it, it would dance around the ground and make everything underneath it look like mashed potatoes.
World War II and then Vietnam. Still to this day, they've just updated them.
And these shuttles were from the 60s.
Yep.
And our cell phones have about 20 times the computing power.
That's underballing.
I love the pilot's mask.
I just know because my sister is current military in Air Force. She's told us this.
Yeah. Like a couple kilobytes on the computing power
yep.
to the shuttles.
And now we have how many gigs?
Right.
So, Sean, were you feeling anything downstairs? I saw your neck moving around. I didn't know if you were feeling something or if you were getting tight down there.
So, obviously the room was crowded, but it seemed a little extra crowded.
Well.
Especially when he was talking about the... He's not going to let me leave. I can't remember his name. The one whose pictures were to the left.
Yeah, Arnold.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, the energy in here is definitely heavy throughout the whole house. But if you want physical proof, look what it's doing in my video feed. It's been making a jump ever since we got in here, but it wasn't doing it outside at all.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And you're just standing still.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ooh. And some items, when I go over, it jumps
yeah.
really bad.
Yeah.
I want to know
what's going to happen with this photo there.
Well, it's good to ask because I've been telling ghosts to mess with us if they want to. So you heard Sean kind of confirm that he also felt the room just felt extra crowded with some spirits downstairs. But it's really interesting. When I showed them my camera footage that I was filming, the video was actually twitching and jolting around and skipping around. On the playback here, though, upstairs, nothing is pulsing or anything like it was downstairs. Very odd.
Because you ever saw it open, I literally grew up in the house that was built in the late 1800s.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
So darn cold. I mean, when the wind blew, the curtains would go, you know, and you
look
had blankets on
nice.
Your bed, and you'd... You know, you pull your head down, and you can see your breath. That's how cold it was in the rooms. So we very rarely closed the door. From like one of the big guns, like, you know, off of the ships like this. So there is a Civil War case over there with a monitor and a Merrimack in it, so you can see why that's called a monitor.
Yep.
Because it has the little black turret on.
Let's get back the car up. Go out the window.
My legs could fit in there. One leg.
We know these people. Let's wait till I'm talking.
I know, but we don't really have any place else. Both of them.
Really?
Now, when we came on this side of the house, the flickering dropped immensely and it doesn't skip anymore.
Yeah.
Really? So we came back downstairs and we're heading over to the lighthouse tower when I stopped into the laundry room. You'll see some SLS footage here, as well as some voice box footage coming up here.
The lighthouses have the highest wattage light bulbs in them, and some of them are 3,000 or 4,000 watt light bulbs. So they're starting at the top and working their way down. And because we have such a minimal amount of light, it will take them a while to get here. Before COVID, they were actually going to do it, but COVID hit. everything, of course, you know, went to hell in a handbasket. So now they're going back.
Go back over, but the first swipe here, you can see a body appear right there on the chair. And then when I came back through on the curtain, there was another body. I turned off the camera here, and then I went back over it with the SLS again, and neither of those figures popped back up this time. So I definitely think there were a couple of spirits sitting there.
So that assistant lighthouse keeper had to walk down and just walk in and get to that lighthouse, okay? Summertime, wintertime, right? We had a very clear store. The way he took that power and pushed it right off.
You should do that with yours. You guys should do that with your little plate thing above the...
It does look like...
Yeah. You guys should paint yours.
After they electrified it, they took the walkway out.
Alex should paint his.
Should I paint mine?
Yeah, you should. Alex should paint it, I think. It would look good like that.
He could go home and go to bed. If it went out, he'd have to walk out there and change the light bulb. But he didn't have to go out there every single day like they did before.
I gotta take a picture of that, because this is the first place I've been that's...
Me too. Your house in here is the only places I've seen it. And they did a very good job making it look good. Yours looks like a paper plate up on the wall.
Yeah. And this actually looks like it's supposed to be there. So I want to know what that actually is.
It is kind of weird. Yours looks randomly placed, but theirs looks with a purpose. I wonder if it's like an old, like, heating tube. Like
I was going to say, I was wondering if it's something with the... any kind of tubing from one of the...
Yeah, we do want to know.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, see if it's connected to anything.
The arch to get into the water was, you know, quite a way, so of course if you didn't make it into the water, that would
not... Don't like the outside.
Huh, interesting. The other one thing I can think of, like a cap of some sort.
Yeah.
And then put the cylinder tower up in its place because you can't climb
it. Is your name Amber?
So when you move into our property, it's all this thing right here. That's...
Were you twinned?
That was part of the Buffalo Lighthouse system until 1984 or 85. It was on a break wall.
Were you 29 or were you living here in 1929?
So that's why you see Google's in it. What's your name? Because the Coast Guard had navigation and communication equipment
in South. From the lighthouse.
The official name of the one that they gave is the South Buffalo Grand Pier Light. Try saying that. That's 3 miles. Okay. South Buffalo North Pier Light. South
Did you drop some lozenges?
So, just
I didn't. Well, I didn't, but I did. Yeah. I just looked down and I saw Rico was down there. I don't know what kind of carry on. Well, Amber, if you're here, feel free to come through to me anytime tonight. Feel free to mess with Sean, Alex, and I.
I'm just going to see Andrew. They were in this pocket. And I didn't do anything to it.
Oh. It's just Alex's medicine, it's not candy.
I promise, I'm sure. I have candy on me, you can ask for that.
Nope. It's specially shaped.
I apologize for the shape.
We didn't realize a ghost would possibly want it.
Inside we have that 4D light thing. Okay? Picture a light bulb that will light...
And she said table. I count these two things as a table. After we were done down there, we finally got to go up into the tower of the lighthouse. And the little hallway there had a lot of pictures of other lighthouses, ships, and even radio equipment, and all sorts of different tools that they would use at the lighthouse.
It's over there. That is Port Dover, Canada. There are 75 wind turbines over there. If you go and follow the shoreline to the right, you'll see like a couple of red blinking lights over there. That's the Welland Canal in Canada. But on the other side of it, you see the white lights and stuff. That's Buffalo and the Niagara River.
Being up in the tower in the dark was actually kind of relaxing in a way. Just Alex and I went up there. As you saw in the video, Sean was down on the ground. the views, even though it was pitch black, were still gorgeous. Being able to see the moon reflecting off the lake, the water and the lights in the distance. And coming up here, you'll see a little voice box action. There's no video with it, just the voice box, but you can see the words across the bottom.
His wife did not, because they wanted to go back to their room to get their money and their jewels. So the moral of that story is you can take it with you. You just can't spend it on what you really want to spend it on. I actually think there might be a lake freighter out there. It's kind of white lights. It doesn't blink on and off. It's just a steady white lights. There's a whole row of them.
Yeah.
I think that's a lake freighter. Traveling either east or west. I can't tell you what direction he's going in. Although if you come up here in a little while and he's farther west, then you know he's going west. If he's farther east, then you know he's going to the Welland Canal to get out of Lake Erie onto Lake Ontario.
Is it the Marquette Bessemer number two?
So we're going to head down and go to the Coast Guard building next. So when you're going down, the first 10 steps are easier to go down backwards like a ladder, ducking under the support for the floor.
I'll show you when we get down.
And then turning around and going the rest of the way normal. Neat things to look at in here. You can wander around and look at all the stuff.
Is this a Coast Guard?
Yes. The suit, the ones right in front, those are Coast Guard uniforms.
Oh, sabers. Whoa. Holy torpedo.
So you can look around in here. There's lots of good stuff. We do have a Mark 14 torpedo over here against the front wall. Don't tap the end.
Wow.
It's 21 feet long, 21 inches in diameter. It weighs 2,500 pounds. So we are ready for our war with Canada.
Bring it.
This is our little 4P light changer right here. That's
that is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I showed you the little tiny light bulbs, but that's the actual machine that turns spins around. So the top light bulb lights, and it says first, second, third, and fourth on it.
I know.
So you know
that is fantastic.
Okay. We do have a model of a submarine. But right here is a sixth order lens. I don't know if you come over here and look at it. It looks like our third order, but it's smaller. We are going to turn the light on. Okay, now you can look at it. It looks like a long tube. Shake your head up and down like you're saying yes and look at the light bulb. What happens to it? It gets bigger and smaller. Okay? Now I'm going to take my hand and I'm going to stick my hand inside. So here's my hand right here. Alright? Here's my hand inside. See how much bigger it is? I don't have to deflate a football in order to catch it.
Suck it, Brady.
I don't mean to.
I want that vest and feather in the hat.
We are in Bill's country, right? So, but it also makes it look like my hand is no longer attached to my arm because it is the refraction of the light that bends the light out so you can see the light that far away. So if you come by and look at the light bulb that you think is a long.
And so we finished up our lit tour with the Coast Guard building here, which featured a lot of memorabilia and artifacts specifically from the Coast Guard and some from the lighthouse. Again, just like everything else, it was so cool to see all of these items in one place, get to get up close to them and touch some of them and read their histories. And this did it for the lit tour. So this will be the end of this video. But in the following videos here, you'll see our footage from our investigation. I don't know how many videos it'll be broken down to, if it'll be one, two, or more, but you'll be able to see us using the SLS, motion devices, the ghost boxes, and even some pendulum action. So definitely come back to check out the investigation part of our time.